Now, the professor also talked about human rights and about international law. Hamas, the internationally recognized terrorist organization, controls the Gaza Strip. They are hiding behind civilians while firing at our civilians. Let me remind you that just yesterday, the Hamas Interior Minister, the Hamas Interior Ministry, they called for their people, for their civilians, to act as human shields. Their spokesperson also came out and said, come and act as human shields, because while we mourn every civilian death on both sides, Hamas celebrates civilian deaths. I blame Hamas for every civilian death, because while we send text messages and phone calls and even put warning shots in the areas where we're going to try and take out the terrorist infrastructure and the particular terrorists, Hamas fire from mosques, they fire from next to houses, they fire from schools, they keep their missiles and their rockets in the basements of houses. This is a double war crime. They are firing at our civilians indiscriminately. I mean, they fired yesterday towards Jerusalem. Okay, they're firing at Jerusalem indiscriminately. What would happen if one of these rockets landed in an Arab area in Jerusalem? Or if, God forbid, it hit a holy site of the Muslims? It's indiscriminate fire. It's a war crime. I actually spoke to a lawyer yesterday who told me there are 5 or 6 war crimes that Hamas is guilty of. You cannot blame occupation because Israel left in 2005.
Well, let's put this point.
One more point.
Joshua Hammond, let me put your point to Noura Erekat, your response.